La 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 la.
Prepared the preparation for the lesson. We'll read an excerpt from Rabash, Article 27. What is the torment during the work? Our sages said that an old person who goes bowed over, looking always at the land as if he's seeking something, and he says, until it's not lost from me a thing, even if I'm in Chishna, I'm seeking. We should interpret an old man who has acquired wisdom, meaning that he is wise, who sees what is being born, meaning he can come to a descent in order to acquire empty vessels so that he will have the possibility for the Creator to fill them. Otherwise, he will remain in a state of lowliness due to reasons that he does not feel that he has a deficiency. And then, when he's lost the state of the ascent, he begins to seek counsel of how he could once again rise in spirituality. Hence, one who is old, meaning wise, who sees what will be begotten, seeks to search in spirituality, how to ascend in spirituality, even before he loses the state of ascent, and then begins to do all the advices in a way that there's some manner in which he would be able to rise in the ascents of spirituality. And this is by starting to look for deficiencies in the state that he exists. And then there's no longer a need for him to be thrown down in importance and for him to find and see deficiencies on his own, since he himself is already seeking those deficiencies so that he will have empty vessels for the Creator to fill his lacks. We'll read it again. Our sages said, Adlo Avidna Bechisha, meaning an elderly who is walking bowed down, who's looking always down, and he says, Adlo Avidna, that I have lost a thing, even although I have lost nothing, yet I search. We should interpret, old is he who has acquired wisdom. That is, he is wise who sees the future, since he can come to a descent in order to acquire empty vessels so the Creator may fill them. Otherwise, he will remain in a state of lowliness because he will not feel deficient. Then, when he loses the state of ascent, he begins to seek advice how to ascend once again in spirituality. Therefore, one who is old, meaning wise, and sees the future, begins to search how to ascend in spirituality even before he loses the state of ascent. He begins to follow all the counsels about the ways to ascend on the spiritual degrees. And this is done by seeking deficiencies in the state he is in. In that case, there is no need to be thrown down in importance so he will find and see deficiencies in himself, since he himself will be looking for deficiencies so as to have empty kelim that the Creator may fill. Workshop question: how do we join the deficiencies during the ascent? How do we join together the descents during the ascent? Workshop.
It seems that we need to search for a new ascent, and in order to do that, we need a deficiency, and we take it wherever we can, either from previous states, or we're searching in the friends for more connection.
Before, you simply need to define what an ascent is, and what a descent is, and the ascent is in the importance of the Creator. Just like you said in the excerpt, a rise or decline in importance.
It seems that it's more inner work that have to rise and remember all the states, like when you go into the bed and only want to sleep, and all those states where there's no greatness, no importance, no nothing. So then he can appreciate the state he's in right now more and more, and he can start reliving it.
And when we describe this state of a descent during an ascent, this gap, in this gap is where we begin to see other discernments, what more can be added in the greatness of the Creator. And that's probably considered that we're catapulting the previous descent into this ascent.
Because when there is importance of the goal, the whole perspective of how we look at things, about everything, from the connection between us to beastly things, it's on a different perspective through the light of the Creator. Once you have importance, you can really take all these states or feelings from the descents and see them in the perspective of greatness of the Creator, the way the Creator is organizing it for us.
Yes, this is as we learned all our work, the whole craftsmanship, to move the parts from the empty space, as in the ascents we move on the state of disconnect and advance that way. That's our whole work. And in the ten, it's easiest, because all come with the ascents and descents together, and it's all inside that same kli. And when we're ready, we can put a covering for every state that a friend feels and just rise.
The group in the ten help a person look at a state from the side, and then the descent isn't a descent anymore. It can be other things. It can be an invitation from the Creator. It can be a deficiency for spiritual advancement. And through that, we add more and more discernments. Instead of sinking in the descent, we can use it.
Rav talked about many ways to do this combination, meaning as far as our impressions and not the situation itself. It's something that exists in us, and it probably exists in every friend. We more or less go through the same things. And these specific things...
Question for a workshop. What actions must I perform in the 10 in order to add a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator? What actions should I do in the 10 in order to add a deficiency for the greatness of the Creator?
Strengthen the friends and give an example of more greatness than that which we attain at the moment. Simply awaken a need to see it between us, such that as much greatness of the Creator we have, there is even more above that, where we're missing and can add even more than that.
To come to attend to the group in the most just simple, trivial manner, and to want to integrate, to want to find something between us, to open up for it.
If each in the ten comes to the group with his descent that he's working on, and awakens it inside him, and with that gives greatness to the friends, greatness of the friends in importance. Each does it with the hole he's in. He gives greatness. We create something that's common and strong.
Yeah, integrating between the greatness of the Creator that each one puts into the ten, it can be expressed in all kinds of actions, physical, in our meetings, and during the day. And supposedly we need to show the friends in the ten this work, not to conceal it inside, but to really show it to everybody, so everybody can get an impression.
The bottom line is the Creator gathered us here, and He's letting us talk about the greatness of the Creator, and to open the books and be with the Rav. It's an opportunity to get close to Him and to each other. And this is where we get to talk about these things, about what a privilege we have, how much we're lacking the greatness of the Creator, what we would want, and to awaken inside of us.
Through intense efforts to connect between us, we also come to a feeling on one hand that we're lacking the greatness of the Creator to take a step ahead, and also we feel that we need to pray and ask together and receive this force. That's why not to leave the intensity of this, and then the light can work.
Adding in deficiency is to go to that next degree and shorten the gap between the desirable and what exists, to bring it to that prayer, meaning to demand from the Creator for Him to add for us needingness and more mutual dependency in this.
Yeah, the game is a big part of this, and to be there, the game itself, the desire to be there, to supply it for the friends, for the benefit of the Creator, that should be like a prayer in itself, without any words.
Chazak v'yametz li becha, v'yametz li becha, v'kabel Hashem, kabel Hashem, chazak v'yametz
Shit.